Hello, this is Effie Pilarino, and I'm talking today. I'm very excited to Nidia Chang, who is the co-founder and CEO of the Social Alpha Foundation. It's a non-profit foundation, and I'm very excited to hear from Nidia what type of work and what focus is the foundation all about. So, Nidia, welcome.
Thank
Please,
you so much for having me.
yeah. So where are you based? Where are you today, rather, Nidia?
I'm based on planes now, but
That's fine,
I'm based in Hong Kong. Yeah. So so me myself, I'm based in Hong Kong, but you know, like I spent a lot of time in San Francisco, in New York as well. I mean, basically my travel schedule just alongside with all the blockchain conferences.
Okay. And tell us about the foundation. When was the idea born and what is it all about?
Absolutely. So Social Alpha Foundation is a non-for-profit grant-making foundation that me and Chihan Chu co-founded it late last year. So the idea for Social Alpha Foundation is really like we want to establish a different kind of platform that support blockchain education and also encourage the entire blockchain community to think about how to utilize blockchain to create positive social impact. So dare say we are a pure grant making foundation, which means we offer no string attached grants for individuals, projects, organizations, and then we offer two types of grants. So we offer one is education grant that we just offer to people that offer blockchain, concrete blockchain knowledge on a emphasis of social impact. And we also offer application grant, which means that we offer grants for non-commercial blockchain applications that tackle social welfare issues with a focus of public health, education, or environment.
Okay. And you started this as a response to what type of frustrations or needs? How did this really materialize? What were you seeing that made you think that this is the way to go?
Absolutely. So a little bit background about me. So I started looking into it alongside investing in the blockchain area since 2016. And then my co-founder Jihan Chu, he is the founder for the Ethereum Meetup Hong Kong back to 2013. And he's right now a partner and co-founder of a institutional blockchain platform called Kinetic. So together we, so I think it was about late, I would say mid last year. So that was around the time when blockchain really started to become a hype, you know, financially, yes, market-wise, or, you know, socially. So for people that was involved in the blockchain scene just a little bit earlier, we start to really see that there is a major shift, basically about people's interests and people's kind of like, you know, everybody was talking about blockchain. You even, you know, hear the counterman talking about blockchain when you're trying to get a bagel in New York. But it was brought to our attention that there, even though everybody is talking about it, but people are always talking about the same thing, which is either the market or the price or some people that are raising a significant amount of ICO. So that actually, you know, started to worry us a little bit, because what we see blockchain, it is essentially a technology rather than any kind of like a commercial hive. But for someone that also believes firmly about the potential of this technology, we think that blockchain can offer so much more than just financial returns. So by carrying that spirit, we really want to first reintroduce and reshape the image of blockchain to the general public, that we want to let everybody, you know, knows that actually blockchain can be used for so many other aspects rather than just trading or have you know, meaning as worth something, as worth a financial or commercial value. And second is that as we see things, we really believe in blockchain technology, and then we can see actually it can be used on very, very many different layers of the society. It can be used in the public health system. It can help financial inclusion. It can really tackle social welfare issues. But at the time, no one's really seen to either understand or paying attention or actually put thoughts into actions. And you can't really, but for that, we actually realized that actually it was not because there is not enough money or resource to support people that want to do that. It's simply because there are just not enough platform. So for Social Alpha, we really want to create this kind of like simple structure. We take donations and then we give out grants. But the idea behind it is really to just support the people that want to perceive a different kind of path. If I don't, as a blockchain developer, if I don't want to join some ICO project, or I don't want to join a fund, I don't want to perceive the commercial path, but instead I want to put myself into, I want to dedicate it into the social welfare area. Like, we want to be the platform and the window to connect them as well as help them. Last but not least, so the way Social Alpha fundraise is that we fundraise from the entire blockchain community. So we fundraise from crypto funds, ICO projects, and also high net worth individual, which means people made their fortune at the early stage of blockchain. So the idea behind that is that we always think that if people can start to develop a sense of giving at a very early stage, if let's put it, for example, if all the internet founders start to think about giving back to the 90s, I think the world will be a very different place. So that we started Social Alpha.
Great. I totally agree with you, Nidia, and that's the reason that I'm writing a book, as I mentioned to you earlier. It's in its mm-hmm. early days, but it's also, my idea was born from the same fear or frustration that mm-hmm. This technology might just be used as a fantastic alternative investment, as right. a source of wealth, which is fine. There's nothing wrong about that. But mm-hmm. what I'm fearing is that all the resources, both human resources and mm-hmm. capital resources, go only into projects that are, you know, money making only and don't change anything. So
yes,
it's nothing. I mean, I really think that we need, for example, exchanges, crypto exchanges, because of course mm-hmm. we need exchanges to trade all the digital assets that we can mm-hmm. create. But I want to make sure that we fund assets, digital assets that are beyond currencies, and they're more digitizing intangible values, for example, mm-hmm. and really going into seeding and creating the Internet of Value, and mm-hmm. not confusing it with the Internet of Things. So I'm totally with you, and I want to also ask you if you've already allocated grants and to what, if you can give us some examples, or are you yep. in the process of looking, you know, through grants? How is that going? Where are you seeing, in which areas are you seeing interest, whether they're sector areas or geographical areas?
Absolutely. So for Social Alpha, our scope of grantee is actually quite international. So we don't have any specific region per se. It's really based on, you know, who has the best project. We will, you know, we are here to help them. So so far we have completed several grantee projects. One of our very first application grantee is this Sovereign 90 project called Ampli. So Ampli is a Sovereign 90 project that based in Cape Town, South Africa. And so you can see that sometimes the problems for developing countries like South Africa is that people don't born with any kind of identification. They don't have passport, they don't have driver's license, IDs or whatsoever. So that basically made them an invisible populations, which means they exist, but they don't exist. So the idea behind Ampli is that Ivy so amply works with a local charity, and that charity based in Cape Town, they build schools and early education center for children. So every child that's registered or enrolled into that local charity-run school, they will be given a digital identity as part of their education profile.
Great.
So that was one of our is a person. So her name is Aparna Krishnan. So her she is the head of education from blockchain at Berkeley. And blockchain at Berkeley is actually arguably the most kind of like a high profile and influential pure student run non-for-profit blockchain non-for-profit organizations. So they started with 5 UC Berkeley students, and then just based on their passion and interest for blockchain. And after a year and a half, they right now have several hundred members, and they have a consultancy arm, advisory arm, and also a community arm. So the reason that we chose Aparna Krishnan as our grantee is that we invite Aparna to visit Hong Kong, and then because we identify Hong Kong's, let's say the blockchain situation in Hong Kong is actually quite unique, because you might know that Hong Kong is a great place to start business, but it's rather weak on developers or community. So so the idea for inviting Aparna to join us in Hong Kong is that we want to offer concrete blockchain knowledge to the ecosystem of Hong Kong, because what we see is that you can't just invest or jumping self throw yourself into the blockchain world without actually knowing, let's say, what sharding means or what is game theory or what is crypto economic. So we design a 1-week program when upon us here. We host several workshops, several classes, and several meetups specifically on crypto economic design, introduction to blockchain, game theory design, how to start your blockchain research. And the audience that attend to all those events, they have, let's say, all the meetups, Ethereum meetup members, Bitcoin meetup members in Hong Kong, university faculties and students, and also professionals that already work in the blockchain industry. So we receive really well feedback on that. So one of the meetup that we host on a pure crypto economic design class actually have 200 people attend. And that was very, very rare for a Friday in Hong Kong. And I think that was one of the top attendees event that Ethereum Hong Kong was ever hosted. So that was another example. Recently, we just complete another grant, which is a hackathon. It's called the Social Alpha Foundation Blockchain Hackathon. So we work with this student conference called the Impact Summit in New York. So the idea of that conference is a weekend conference that gather 300 computer science major students from top 20 universities in the States. And then the idea for the conference is to think about, as a computer science major student, how to apply my skill set to create positive social impact. So we set up a grant, and the idea for the grant for the hackathon is to really encourage and incentivize computer science major students to start and create their own blockchain for social impact projects. And that we are really exciting. So we have a judge panel. We chose 3 winning teams, and then we see that really a lot of potential that's coming out of those 3 winning teams. You have students that's working on the decentralized crowdsourcing, crowdfunding platforms. You have students working on social credits, donation trackings, and so you can see that we are really, really exciting for the next generation of developers regarding what they really think about what exactly is blockchain and what exactly can blockchain create positive social impact.
Great. So it's really bringing design thinking and linking the engineers and the computer scientists with the real world and mm-hmm. with impact thinking. That's amazing. Now, in terms of your website and where one can follow what you're doing, get involved, suggest or take on and participate in what you're doing? How can we think about it? Anybody that's listening to our discussion, if they want to somehow in whatever way or fashion get involved, how do you suggest doing it?
Right. So I think everybody can apply for a social offer grant as long as you are either fit into our education grantee selection criteria or application grantee selection criteria. I think so the way social offer work is that we have a vetting committee, and so the vetting committee are responsible for choosing and selecting and interviewing the applicants. So for the vetting committee, we have Loi Lu, who's a CEO and co-founder of Kyber Network, Matthew Green, who is a cryptography and security technologist and also a professor at Johns Hopkins. You have Zhu Wu, who used to work for Conservation International Hong Kong, and Brian Leo and Matt Xu, who are the lead on Smith & Crown, which is a blockchain research platform. So the idea behind, you know, our vetting committee is really about combining blockchain experts and also charity professionals together to talk about and to really look at projects on both technology side and also social welfare side. So we so we gather applications, and then we do our vetting committee viewing on a quarterly basis. So every 3 months we will gather all the applications and then start reviewing it. And so if you are shortlisted and you will be receiving a notification for an interview with our vetting committee, and if you make it, if you are chosen to be our grantee, you will first receive half 50% of the funding that we agreed on giving you. And then so we also vet we also vet the applications on the milestone base, which means you can get full funding at first. It's a performance and milestone base, which means depends on your project, maybe after 1 to 3 months you will come in here and give us your second presentation, and then we will deploy another 25% grant. And so the idea is that we really want to keep track of what how's everybody's doing, make sure everybody is heading to the right direction, and then so that way is our way to basically monetize and control the impact that we're trying to make and make sure that the quality of the project.
Great, Lydia, thank you so much. It was great hearing from you all these exciting and very much meaningful initiatives that you're seeding through the foundation, and we'll be in touch and see how it goes. Thank you very much, Nidia, for
thank you, my pleasure.